This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle, in our text today, told the Colossian Christians not to let others criticize their diet or their religious ceremonies. Instead of outward observance, they should, however, focus on Christ alone. You see, in our worship traditions and in our ceremonies in our own churches, they can indeed help bring us close to God, but we should never criticize fellow Christians whose tradition and ceremonies differ from ours. We need to keep the main thing the main thing, and the Bible does not define how we should worship, only whom we should worship. So we're picking it up in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 today, and Paul says, "So don't let anyone criticize you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating Jewish holidays and feasts or new moons, ceremonies or Sabbaths." You see, again, Paul had written to these believers in Colossae already about their perfect position in Christ, their wholeness, their completeness of their salvation, even their very lives in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. They were now whole. They were whole in Him. Their salvation was complete. Their standing before God was secured. And whether they believed it or not, or lived in the reality of that fact or not, they now had, quote, all things that pertain to life and godliness, end quote. That's from 2 Peter 1:3. And in that wholeness, in that completeness, we are now truly free. Yet there were people in Colossae, and today in any town, USA, who constantly try to rob the believer of that completeness in one way or another. They do it through unrest and false teaching, maybe preaching a Jesus plus something message. They even try to steal the very freedom that is inherent in Christianity through legalism. And in this last point, it is what we now address. He says, therefore, or in light of what has been covered in the previous verses, and he then goes on to lay out these facts. The facts that we are, in the eyes of the Father, a completed work. The fact that sharing in His death and resurrection, which symbolically is played out in baptism, but actually has to happen in our heart. Again, sharing out in His death and resurrection, as well as in the circumcision of our heart, the cutting away of the controlling flesh, we thus share. He uses the term joint heirs in the perfectness of Jesus Christ, forever and completely. So because of that fact, we're free. No longer under the rituals and rules that made us more or less adequate to stand in the presence of God. And you know, it's a good thing, because I think we failed miserably on that account. And moreover, continued standing depended on whether we continued to hold on to those rules and rituals and sacrifices. And we failed at that too. Look, we know the truth. Our righteousness, well, it just doesn't crack it. Rather, ours is referred to as, in the Bible, as filthy rags. That's not what the walk with Christ is all about. We have to have a relationship with Christ, not the things that are merely a shadow, as the scriptures tell us. The King James and New King James uses the word judge here. Don't let anyone judge you. That's the Greek word krino. And krino means to execute, render, or pronounce judgment. And it is speaking concerning the judgment unto condemnation, meaning eternally judged. It means eternally condemned. This isn't talking about the judgment of diakrino in the Greek. That means to discern or discriminate. We're called and commanded to judge in that form. It isn't speaking of anakrino, and that means to examine, to investigate, and question. Again, we're called, 1 Corinthians 2:15, to utilize that form of judgment. No, this judgment speaks of that which is the work of God and Him alone, and we should not be involved in. Verse 17 of our text says, "For these are only temporary rules that ended when Christ came. They were only shadows of the real thing of Christ himself." And there's our verse about the shadows. So we need to ask ourselves, why would we now try to hold on to a shadow when we have been given the real thing in Jesus Christ?